The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
And myself, Eric's dad, but I do have a name. It's Jim. You remember that, Aretha?
I was muted there. I just heard you. What was the question?
Yeah.
Jim, are you there?
Yeah, I was just turning the dial here to make sure we're tuned in so we reach around the world. But
no,
you know,
what
it's
was
amazing,
the question?
Well, it's so amazing. You're into all this stuff, but how you can reach out. You know, back in the 60s, we couldn't do that. But today, how you could reach out to people in other countries, and you don't need a big recording studio with massive antennas. You pick up your cell phone. And you could, you know, see somebody with a live broadcast. It's just amazing.
Well, you can talk to whoever you want to and FaceTime them or use whatever app you want to use, and you can actually see the person you're talking to. When, you know, I remember when long distance was a big deal. The whole family gathered around the phone.
Yeah. Or like, you know, one of the people we work with, Archie Moore's son, and I'll tell you, you know, back then everybody gathered around the radio, and that was it. So this is like, you know, we're starting to really go out there. Eric's locking this our Radio Boomers Live show into so many networks that it's getting pretty exciting. So we got an exciting show put together here. There's all kinds of you know, we got an easy way phone.
Why don't we get to the hot topics?
Let's get those hot topics rolling.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, my hot topic has been on everybody's minds and TV screens all week and weekend. The Gayle King interview of R. Kelly. I mean, I saw the whole interview last night, and oh my goodness, it's just unbelievable. First, we've got two sides of this thing. First of all, I'm going to cover the Gayle King part of it. Gayle King did a fabulous job of interviewing. I'm not necessarily a big Gayle King fan, but I don't watch her a lot. But she did a fabulous job of interviewing R. Kelly. She kept her cool when he was ranting and raving. And there's a whole controversy going on because she's in negotiations and she wants more money. As far as I'm concerned, give it to her. The girl was, talk about cool, calm, and collected under pressure. She was great. Then you have the R. Kelly side. R. Kelly is a little out there. I mean, he lost his temper. He was ranting and raving. And that doesn't even scratch the surface of what they're talking about. I mean, R. Kelly has got more films on him. This morning there's breaking news that there's a new videotape of him and an underage girl, and that it's clearly him, and that they're going to indict him again, and he's going back to jail. It is just a circus, an absolute circus. And then, as a parent, I'm looking at the parent side, and it's like, hold on. How do you let your underage girls stay out or hang out with R. Kelly when she's 14, 15, 16? I mean, this is a complete circus going on. I don't know what's going to happen with all this. But parents, if your child is staying out to 2 o'clock in the morning and she's a minor and she's staying out with somebody that's, I think the law is either 4 or 5 years, it's already a problem if they're that much older than they are when they're minors. This guy has been like 10, 15, 20 years older, and at this point 20 years older than some of these girls. You know, parents, teach your children well. You need to get those girls back in your house. They shouldn't be hanging out with R. Kelly or anyone else just because they're famous when they're that much older than they are. So, you know, there's so many facets to this story. I don't know where it's going, how deep this rabbit hole is going to be, but my hat's off at least to Gail King for handling that interview. That's my hot topic. Jim, what about you?
Well, Ruth, I kind of agree with you there, for sure. Anyway, a lot of stuff going on. I'll try to cover some of the bases. Of course, everybody knows daylight savings time. The clocks, you know, if you can't get it straight, remember, spring forward, fall back. So we're going up an hour. But the president says he supports making daylight savings time permanent. So, I don't know, what do you think? And all right, we got a bad plane crash, 150 dead, and the Boeing. Now, this is the second one for Boeing, the same model, to go down in several months. So the carriers around the world are grounding the Boeing 737 MAX 8. Ethiopia. Okay, so that was they're going to investigate that and see what the problem is. Robert Kraft, you know what happened there. He's the chairman and chief executive of the Kraft Group and the owner of the New England Patriots and a lot more. He's a billionaire. Net worth $6.6 billion. He was arrested for this soliciting at the parlor there in massage parlor down in Florida. So they it wasn't just him. 300 were caught in a sting. And it's good they're getting rid of that stuff. And Americans will not need a visa to travel to Europe, they say. U.S. citizens in a large number of country will be visa-free, which makes crossing the borders easier and cheaper for us. And now here's the thing. The practice in the gun ranges, or you know, practicing shooting in the high schools, are becoming popular and backed by the NRA. They're training places, you know, getting training thing. Not like you're going to see shooting all over. It's very well managed. Why Americans do not cheat on their taxes? The audit rate has dropped to just 0.6%, even with the low expectations of an audit. 88% of Americans say it is not. Okay, so they're with this. It's not the thing to do to cheat on your taxes. So that's a good thing for, you know, everybody's trying to be honest, or at least 88%. We have the mumps, if you guys remember that back a long time ago, and other outbreaks. U.S. centers, they're really getting into this. There's 2,000 migrants that have been checked for this and are in quarantine. So we don't want that coming back in. Is recycling slowing down? We now have. There's a different situation going on with this recycling thing. Offices, schools, everybody recycling. But now, here's the problem. If we take all this stuff, you know, squeeze it down and send it to China. Well, China doesn't want all this stuff anymore. So now they're just throwing it away. So people are cutting back on that. And they're going to see where is all this stuff going to go. Because, you know, you got that area out in the ocean the size of Texas floating around. Michael Cohen gets 3 years in prison, and, well, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on with that, but that's kind of where it ended up. But he still has to go back to court and face a tougher judge. Home loan rates, still looking good. Back in 77, I paid 9%. Now they're in the 4.62. So, guys, if you have a chance, buy a house. President Trump proposes $4.7 trillion budget in domestic cuts, $8.6 billion now in funding the border wall. So it's $8.6 billion. It costs $1 billion to build a Bellagio. Longtime Jeopardy host has been diagnosed with prostate cancer. 10 tornadoes, tough tornadoes. This is some bad weather, guys. Hit across the country, 23 killed in Alabama. Another tornado hit Arkansas. There's a lot of bad weather, rough weather. R. Kelly released... after someone paid I think it was something like 150,000 child support. I'm not sure on that figure, but it was a lot. They paid it, so they released him. And Reed, a lot of stuff. What do you think? All this crazy news. And a guy, hey, Reed.
It's a lot of crazy news going on.
Check this out, Reed. A guy left his lottery ticket because the cell phone rang. He left it in the 7-Eleven or wherever it was at. And all of a sudden he's, oh, I left my lottery ticket. He goes back, gets it off the counter. $273 million winner. Oh, jeez. What do you think? What would you do with that kind of money?
The clerk saved it for him. Oh, I have great plans. I've already got it figured out. I know what I'm doing with it when I hit the lottery.
You got
that
figured out, right?
Up to our first word from our sponsor.
Commercial time.
Are you tired of doing business the hard way? Is building your business taking too much time and energy? We can help. Introducing your ultimate solution, EasyWay Business Membership. We're a full-service digital marketing solution specializing in branding and marketing, advertising, and introductions to CEOs and influencers that can help your business thrive. Problem solved. Now you can hire our award-winning team to work for your business. We've received many prestigious awards, including the Digital Trailblazer Award by Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and we've been recognized by Congress. For just $11 a day, you'll get more exposure, reach more clients by next month, guaranteed. Here's how it works. You pay one low annual fee of $4,000, and you'll receive consulting, branding, marketing, advertising, social media support, product placement, and business introductions to help your business grow exponentially. And if you need more, we offer SEO, commercial, TV exposure, and much more for an additional rate. To recap, for just $11 a day annual membership fee, you'll receive branding, consulting, business-to-business introductions, advertising, and social media support. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers
say. We've been working with EasyWay, Eric, for the last 6 months, and literally we are slammed with work for 2 months straight, so his marketing definitely works.
To learn more, visit EasyWayNetwork.com or contact us at 877-399-2929. And don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook at EasyWay Network, Twitter at EasyWay Broadcast, and YouTube at EasyWay TV.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. What about
Boomers
that?
Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com. Or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.
Yes, indeed. And I, Reetha, take my Boomer Boost. Do you? We got to get Reetha on this Boomer Boost if she's not on it yet.
Yeah, you got to get me on it.
You're
I
too active.
And I'm
you're
going
too
to...
active. You got. Yeah, you're too active to doing all the stuff you do. So EasyWayPhone.app, that's where you just jump on there. And see what's going on. What Eric's created is just unbelievable. And all these entities, EasyWay on the Go, the Wall of Fame and awards is just exploding. It's drawing so much interest. And the EasyWay Tube, where you just get good stuff on there, EasyWay TV, EasyWay Radio, and iTunes, and then the EasyWay Cares situation is, and that's exploding with the nonprofit situation. So, Reeth, we have a interesting couple guests coming on. I believe there's going to be two, Scott and Scott with Plowman Radio Show, and they get around. We met them at a big event, and very knowledgeable, and they cover the bases when it comes to media interviews. They've been around the block many times and a lot of experience, so this is going to be interesting. Scott and Scott, you on with us?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
There
he is. Love you too. It's
okay,
the Plow
Scott,
Zone
Scott.
Radio Show.
This, there they are. You got a little applause going here. And I introduce you to Reetha Gray. It's Betty White's co-star from Off Their Rockers, Reetha, Scott, and Scott.
Well, hello there.
Hey. This is Scott Blake. I'm in Northern California, right up here in Vacaville. And Scott Reed, my co-host, is over in Fairfield, California. And
yes,
it's
sir.
A
wait, now you're in Vacaville and where?
Fairfield, California.
I'm going to be up in Fairfield in a little while.
Really? Come on through.
That's up near San Francisco, right?
Yes, ma'am. We're about right in the middle between San Francisco and Sacramento.
Right
in the middle.
How about that? It's a small world after all. Yeah.
So tell us about your radio show.
Yeah, talk to us, because you guys really are out there with, you cover every topic, and what was it that kind of drew you guys into this field? Because it's a different life. It's really getting out there, meeting a lot of people. Why this?
Scott, may I take this, Scott?
You take it. It's all yours, my friend.
Take it, Scott.
All right, this is the other Scott. This is Scott Blauman. I fell into radio about 8 years ago by just going out and playing harmonica while I karaoke. And so this lady asked me where I want to start. Would I like to play on the radio? Would I like to sing? And I'm like, sure. And when she's all, well, it's a country show, you know, playing country music. The first thing I thought was, there's a country station in Vallejo? You know, so, you know, it's a multi-genre independent station, Ozcat. And so 8 years ago, I just started going there, learned, didn't know nothing about broadcasting or nothing, radio or nothing like that. So I just started, you know, green. And so then started just interviewing people, like local bands and stuff like that. And so now 8 years later, me and Scott Reed, my co-host, and I spotlight independent artists. And bring them into studio, talk to them, get them on a personal basis. Also, we're networking with other promoters and DJs around the country and swapping music and all that other stuff. So we're sharing the music from the East Coast. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Artists from the East Coast are getting their airplay out here. And by first.
Yeah, you know.
Well,
so
we share.
It's really interesting.
We share music
how
with anybody.
Wow.
And we share music with anyone around the world. We basically, if you're an unsigned band and you want to get your radio, you want to get your songs played on the radio, we take your music and we play it to the world. And then we've had so many bands that have come on our show and have started touring, started, you know, getting a lot of exposure. So we welcome all the unsigned bands and we want to get their music out there. And that's what we specialize in doing. We do interviews. We interviewed the original bass player from Big Brother and the Holding Company on Thursday. We've interviewed Greg Golden. We, you know, a lot of the musicians that are local but are also international stars.
Yeah.
Also, Ira Black, who's big down in L.A., he was part of the NAMM Jam at NAMM this year. Black just called us the other day and on air. He gave us an exclusive interview about his future endeavors in music. And It's just nice to hear people's stories. You know, we get, it ain't just about, what's your music doing? It's all about where they're raised, their beginnings. You know, what does music do for them spiritually? That's what we like to get to talk to them about also. So,
okay, you guys have a lot of experience in this kind of stuff. And you know, there's something somebody gets that they just want to do music. What, you know, like they could be just a doctor, a lawyer, a truck driver, whatever. But some people, and there's a lot of them in various fields that just like music. And like Eastwood likes to play the piano and stuff like that. They get together and do that. And you see, what's his name? Jeff Goldblum from, that dinosaur movie. He's in a band. And the guy from Titanic, the kid, he goes around different clubs and he plays. Well, I don't know if he plays actually. I think he just does it for fun. But so many people are in the music and that. What do you, where do you go today with this? Years ago, you know, Sun Records and all that, you'd play. Now it gets put out there on the internet. So can they still make money doing this kind of stuff?
That's what we're trying to do.
Well, that's a whole other show right there.
Because you got talented people. And now it's not just playing a record and getting it sold. now they it just gets out there everywhere. I guess that has to be, you know, with the computers and all that, you guys are in a different business now. And what your job is to try to get them known and get them out there. And they come at you from all directions, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We, what we do is try to go through our Facebook pages or just friends or people that we know. And we're just, hey, send us the music of who's the big band. Like, we got a big band out of Wisconsin, and they're out touring now, Electric Revolution. We have some bands, the Good Old Boys from Roseville. It's actually the most new music out there. It's a genre called hip hop, which it's country rap music. The Good Old Boys. Oh my God, they're a great band.
Country rap. Wow.
You got to listen to them. Country rap. You got the Good Old Boys, Big Schmo. I mean, it's the next
Moonshine
Bandits.
Yeah, Moonshine Bandits. I mean.
But we play.
If those guys got 10 million hits or 18 million hits on every video they got something going on.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
What's the name of their group?
And so we,
in my opinion,
Good Old Boys.
Good Old Boys.
If these guys ain't recognized by the Grammy Association, if the hip hop awareness, the Moonshine Bandits and such aren't, it's not recognized by the Grammy Association, then the Grammys got blinders on. Because these guys are changing music, you know what I'm saying? They're changing. If they're sold out on nonstop tours across the United States, and they got millions of hits and millions of sales and stuff like that. Well, maybe our sales have changed though, but
that's
they
what
got
you call grassroots.
Recognized by the Grammy Association and by the music industry. You know, that's my opinion.
It's the underground. We're basically underground radio right now. We, you know, obviously
now,
going through
you...
the internet.
Through the internet, or excuse me, are you over the airwaves?
We are on an FM station out of Vallejo, California, and we do an actual 3-hour show. And then we're also on another. We're on 5 radio stations right now that get they rebroadcast us. We're on Spotify. We're also on another radio, myradiorocks.com. You can hear actually our show is on right now, and we're rebroadcasting.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm uploading the player right now, sitting from my house.
Wow!
Oh my.
But we do an
so
actual
cool.
radio. But
that
we do
so
do
cool.
an actual radio live radio show. Thursdays on OzCatRadio.com from 6 to 9, and so we're just spreading ours.
When you do your show, Scott.
Not yet.
Scott, you guys do do you see you when you're doing your show?
That is coming up very soon. We actually just hooked up with a production company, and that's coming around the corner.
Now we've got
Yeah,
we've got it where when like say Scott is doing his thing.
Also, but.
Well, we've got it on our engineering where you can see your stuff. You know what I mean?
Nice.
Yeah, so if I'm talking to you and Scott's telling me, yeah, you know, I went on a trip. We just got back from New York. We met these. Well, we're showing some videos that you sent us of that stuff while we're talking. That's kind of cool, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean. This technology is kind of cool. So what do you guys, you know, what's going on here? What's your... future plans? I mean, do you guys got any something exciting coming up on the table here? Expanding your broadcast or certain people? Do you have any particular individuals that you want to get on?
Well, we're getting on Easy Way with your son. A big thing for us is that we hooked up with Eric, and it's a great thing. I mean, every time I see Eric, it's like, oh my God, you're into this now. Oh my God, you're into this, Eric. And Easy Way is just taking off. It's crazy. And we want to be on the
Eric's
Easy Way train too.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Yeah, it's a life changer for people. I've seen that. And these are experienced people who have been around a long time. You know, like they're not new. They've been around 40 years in the business. Very connected, and he's like taking them to a different situation. It's a different world now. And Reetha's into all that with the tech and all that.
Yeah,
but
Jim, we met
it
him,
is.
Right?
Yeah, that's where we met Scott.
Yeah, exactly, man. Now I tell you what, NAMM, you cannot do it all in 2 days. That place was overwhelming. It was
no
so
way,
cool.
Unbelievable. And, that place is unbelievable.
Oh, man, it was just crazy, man. I'm glad Glad I met you guys.
I didn't know they had so many products.
Talking on the radio.
I mean, if you're in the microphone.
I know. I got lost when I ran into you guys.
Yeah.
When I ran into you guys, I got lost for 45 minutes just trying to find that place.
hey, do you remember that microphone in the Coke bottle? That's crazy.
Yeah, in fact, I need to get a hold of him. Yeah, it was in the Coke
bottle.
That's crazy. I have a 3D printer from
Reza. Check this out, Reza.
Every man,
we put a microphone in a Coke bottle down underneath, closed it up, and you were talking and you could hear everything. What do you think?
Oh, my.
That's country.
Isn't that dumb?
That's right. What was
the
name of that country, the company, Scott?
Countryman Media, Countryman Microphones or whatever. Yeah, audio.
Oh, I'll tell you what.
Countryman
the
Audio.
Technology is crazy.
Menlo Park, down in Silicon Valley. They're made on a 3D printer also. Those mics are made on a 3D printer, which is really cool. You know?
Yeah.
No.
And they have
I want a 3D printer.
Band guys there. Who was it, Scott, that they had there? They had a couple of big stars there. People were lined up to talk to them. You remember? From some band. I don't know, Earth, Wind, and Fire or something. They had a few people there. But, you know, they have. I can't believe how many booths they have selling these speakers and microphones and, you know, all this stuff. It's just overwhelming. And like you say, you can't see that in a day. You know?
Yeah.
I gotta say this, man. Anybody that's a music lover, into the music business, a band, a record store. I mean, whatever it is, if you're anything to do with music in your life, and you want to just be around people in the same, you know, world as you, that's the place to go.
Oh yeah,
you know, that's the place
sure.
to go. And me and Scott went down there, and I got media passes the day of it, which I was kind of surprised because just a little. Radio guy like me got approved for media passes for NAMM. Whoa, you know that's kind of a really because what you're doing is appreciated, you know, and recognized, you know.
Eric's
well,
film,
if
Eric's
somebody wants to
there.
Get in touch with you and get on your show and get their music played, how does somebody reach out to you?
You can go to our website, which is www.theplowzoneradioshow.com. We're on Spotify. You can check out all of our old shows on Spotify through 1700 Network and the Plow Zone Radio Show. We're also on we're on a station in East Coast, which is DJ Cindy. We record our shows and then we rebroadcast them. We give it to the other radio stations and they just rebroadcast for us. We're at air. There's so many stations, but the easiest way is we're on Facebook. Hit us up on Facebook, our website. Hit us up and sign in, and let us know you're out there. Send us your music, and we'll put your music on the air. And hopefully, it makes your band bigger and better.
Well, you guys are becoming the place to go to, Scott and Scott, and this Plowman Radio Show. This is really exploding, and I mean,
yes,
if you're in the music, these are the guys to contact. But thanks, you guys, for coming on because I know you're super busy, and we would like to have you back to see what's going on in the future and everything else. But we got to move along here, you know, time flies. And but
thank
again,
you.
Thanks
thank
for coming
you.
On.
Hey,
so
I know how it is, man. Hey, we know how it is.
All right,
is.
Scott and Scott, Plow Man Radio Show.
Like Control Chaos.
The Plow Zone
oh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Plow Zone Radio.
Plow Zone Radio Show says thank you very much.
Thank you,
Scott. Well, you're on a radio boomer.
You're welcome.
Plow
Thanks
Zone.
For being
okay,
on
guys.
This show.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Plow Zone Radio Show.
I'm on air right now on this other station, so right on.
All right.
Great,
Scott. Thank you much. So, Aretha, this is
thank
how
you.
If you're
thank
in
you.
The music. Thank you, thank you. This is how if you're in the music, the Plow Zone Radio Show, Scott and Scott type people, but this is the place to go if you want to get out there and you know, thanks for this all the stuff these guys do because it helps these artists, you know. So
absolutely. Let's go to commercial and we need to
commercial
get to Carmelita's guest.
Carmelita's corner.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At EasyWay Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EasyWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at EasyWay Promotions.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning.
Carmelita.
And we have a wonderful guest lined up for you today, and he's coming your way by way of New York City and also by way of Washington. And he's now a native of Los Angeles, and he's...
Well, I wouldn't call myself a native. I'm just a resident.
Well, okay, resident. You're, correction,
I wasn't born there.
Correction here. Okay, I didn't realize you were already on the air, but we are listening to Al Marotta. He's my guest today. Welcome, Al.
Hi. Well, thanks, Carmelita. Hi, everybody. It's interesting that the phone number that I dial into says that it's Yonkers, New York, which is actually where I am a native of.
There you go.
That's where I was born. So
mm-hmm.
It's a return to forever for me to be on this show right now.
Well, that's great. And you have made your home in many places, and now you're here. And
it's wherever I lay my head, really.
Yeah, there you go. And you've got a lot of fortitude, and you've got many credits. I've been looking at your bio, and you have many musical influences, and one of my favorites, and also one of my husband's favorites, is a Steely Dan band. And I can hear it when you play your music.
Well, yeah, I mean... It also had to do with them being being very big while I was, growing and learning. So, it definitely influenced me. And still to this day, I think they're one of the best touring acts around. It's a jazz show when you go to see them. But
mm-hmm. It's
their take on jazz. And there's really... no one liked them and has been no one like them since. And the passing of Walter Becker last year was really a great loss. I hope they can continue on as best they can. But, we are mortals.
Well, that's true, but our music is immortal as long as there is tech to keep it alive. I mean, I never know what's going to happen next because every time I turn around, there's got something new out and, frankly, I like the old-fashioned way,
I
was around when they had the LPs.
Yeah, well, so was I. I had hundreds of LPs.
Mm-hmm.
I had to leave them in Tucson, Arizona, sadly, in 1979. They were just too
mm-hmm.
darn heavy.
Well, the good thing about the LPs is they have the, I think, really bitter sound. And now I'm hearing that there's a trend to going towards vinyl, bringing vinyl back again.
Yes,
and
but it costs a lot of money.
Well, possibly now, comparatively speaking, I can remember when you could pick up a 45 for 99 cents, and now,
of course,
depending upon what it is, I'm happy to say that some of my music has made its way into the collectible archives, and you know, those vinyl recordings are now very, very costly, depending upon what it is and how rare it is.
Yeah, it's kind of a cottage industry, really. It's not going to be for everybody, but there will be infinite ways to listen as long as there are ears and minds that are open.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what it takes. People have to, you know, seek it out and want it. And there has to be, you know, a sufficient platform for the artists to present their art. And it really is a different world now. But among those who understand what music's about, there will always be an audience. We may not get, you know, fabulously rich and famous, but just knowing that we're furthering the art form is enough.
I agree totally with that. In fact, I think it's the love of the art form of music that should be more important than any other agenda. Because when you genuinely love what you're doing, the audience can pick up on that. And there is actually scientific evidence that music can help the health. There are studies coming out that people who have Alzheimer's, there are portions of their brains that are actually activated when they hear music. And,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it does bring things back to them. And so music has, it can serve many purposes, and it's definitely something that can contribute to our health as well.
Absolutely.
And,
I know it's contributed to my own.
Well, that's great, Al. You know, I want to, before the time gets away from us, I want to have you tell us about your experience as being the keyboard player for the touring band of Engelbert Humperdinck and how you came into that particular position.
Well, you know, it's not quite the idyllic, ascent to greatness that you might think it is. Engelbert has been, based in Los Angeles. You know, he maintains a home in Los Angeles and in Great Britain. But he's been in L.A. for years and years and years, and he has basically been a very active employer of musicians on the local scene. In 2015, I got to open in his son's band for him at the Saban Theater. And basically, I got the gig because I know his son, one of his sons. He has three sons. So his son, Bradley, put together a country band, and we rehearsed. It was a very good band, and then we rehearsed the set. And we opened at the Saban Theater, and then we stayed for Engelbert's show. And the following week, I was given a call by one of Engelbert's other sons, who runs EH Enterprises, and he asked me if I would like to audition for the LA band. I said yes, of course. I went. I auditioned. I got the gig, and I proceeded to go on three tours in the spring of 2015. And it was a lot of fun. Although it was cold, and by the end of the third tour, everyone, including Engelbert, had gotten sick.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Especially when we went to Canada. When we were up in Quebec, it was still pretty cold up there. The promoter called a doctor, and who came to in Montreal. I forget the name of the place, but it's a big performance. I think it's part of the University of Montreal. That's what it is. It was the Performance Arts Center, and he came there and basically tended to everybody in the band, and we got whatever drugs we needed, without completely free. It was wonderful. It's true what they say about Canada. And so that was a very interesting experience. After that, and by May of 2015, Engelbert was ready to go across the pond and play in Britain, and then I think they did a show in the Netherlands, and then a couple in Israel. And for that, they basically have, you know, a whole new band that's based over there. So I didn't get to go, and you know, but I had my little moment of glory. It certainly was the best paying gig I've ever had. Although I have to say, sleeping in the bus in those compartments, it's not exactly my cup of tea. I can see why artists don't really enjoy touring. It's pretty, it grinds you down. Even after, 10 days of it, I was a mess.
Wow.
Yeah, it's best to do that when you're young.
Well, aren't you young at heart, Al? I know I am.
Yeah, it's just a shame the rest of me isn't so young.
Well, you know, time moves on.
It does.
You gotta keep the engine greased, keep it moving, keep it pushing. Yeah. So, but listen, you know what? You and I are going to be doing some things with some wonderful guys. I was so happy that one of my friends sent such great musicians my way. And you being one of them, the first time I heard you play was when we actually played together at that art gallery, and it was a fun show. I mean, it was great doing a show in an art gallery, and we had a great response from the audience. And that particular day, I had invited Carla Gordy from the Gordy family to come, and she came out and brought a friend, and I just was happy that everybody was happy, and watching you play, I've got you on video, so I've got the evidence is there, Al.
Well, I tell you, I would really like to see that one, because I have a memory of that show, but it's been, what, probably 3-4 years by now.
No, about at least 3 years now. Yeah. But I'll show it to you the next time we get an opportunity.
Say again?
I said I'll show you the video the next time we get an opportunity.
Oh, please. Yeah, I would see you. Definitely. And that'll be soon. Yeah, I mean, I have a much better recollection of Peter Duffel's party last summer.
That was recent. We had fun playing there too. I mean,
yeah,
everything was great except for the mosquito bites. I hope they didn't get you.
No, they didn't get me.
You were lucky.
But, yeah, I mean,
my other friend,
solid,
I brought one of my friends with me, and she got bitten too.
Gee. They must have stayed over at your end. I don't remember anything.
Well, you know, he's got a big swimming pool there, and you know, maybe that might have attracted them to the area. But it's a nice home there in Glendale.
Certainly
and,
is.
Mm-hmm.
Always a joy to visit.
Yeah. So aside from that, I had a wonderful time, and I had fun playing with the musicians. He always has great musicians. So, anyway, we've got a show coming up this Thursday, March the 14th, at the Gardenia, and I hope people will call in and make a reservation. They can call area code 323-467-7444 to let us know you're coming. And Al and I and the rest of the band will be there to greet you with open arms. So anyway, Al, we're about to get on our horse and ride off into the sunset, and I just want to thank you for coming on my show and being a guest.
Oh, it was a real pleasure, Carmelita. Thank you so much.
All righty. See you soon. See you Thursday.
Indeed. Got a lot of practicing to do until then.
Okie doke.
All right.
Carmelita's Corner. Boy, Reith, Carmelita really gets into, you were talking about stars that, some big stars that she hooks up with. And it's really interesting, and it brings you back, doesn't it? You hear, you know, like Eric and I were at, we met the people from Earth, Wind, and Fire. You meet a lot of people through Eric. But
Carmelita's a star in her own right. She's a singer. She's an actress.
She's very talented. And you meet so many people through her. But I think, you know, you've probably met a lot of people, you know, going to all these events. And it's interesting to see how the years go by, how some of them remain active and they still do music and everything, and other ones kind of just drift away and, you know, kind of get out of the business.
Well,
you got to
stay active. Well, let's move on to our tech time.
Tech time. It's tech
smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, Jim mentioned earlier about daylight time. We spring forward, and that happened over the weekend. But did your clocks all spring forward? Most of my clocks are automatic. They're hooked up to the internet or to some satellite or to something somewhere. And just automatically during the night, they change themselves and correct the time. But if you still have some old-fashioned wind-up clocks, something that's not connected up to the big brother of the world, then you're going to have to set it forward yourself. All those clocks that have batteries, all those clocks that are in your car that aren't hooked up to a satellite, I have one car that I have to change it because when I get into it, the time is still wrong. So take this time to change your battery-operated clocks, your electric clocks, your wristwatches that don't automatically reset. But also take this time to check your batteries in your smoke detectors, your batteries in your home security system. This is the time to remember, if you do it twice a year, when you fall back and when you spring forward, then you'll be sure to have all of your batteries up to date and you're not, you know, in the middle of a fire and your your smoke detectors don't work or your carbon dioxide detectors don't work simply because you forgot to change the batteries. Just change them every daylight savings time or when we fall back, and you'll be able to keep up with it. It's also a time for you to just do things that you don't do all the time, like change light bulbs. I've got light bulbs in rooms where there's two light bulbs out, like on the panel above your vanity, and I don't take the time to change them. This is a good time to change your light bulbs, to check on things that you don't check on. If you do it during daylight savings time, or even, I always tell you, if you don't back up any other time, back up your computers. When you fall back and when you spring forward, back up your computers so you don't lose years of data. At the very most, you only lose 6 months' worth of data. So this is the time to remember. Then you don't have to think, oh, did I do it? Did I not do it? No, I did it when I sprang forward. So that's my biannual reminder to make sure you keep all your batteries up to date, change your clocks, and just be grateful. It's going to be daylight longer. Yay! And that takes us up to Jim and his gym.
And that's
okay,
me.
Baby boomers. It's time for Jim from Jim.
I love listening to all this stuff. It's you know, I'm learning so much about tech and everything from, you know, Reith's reports and Eric pulls me into it, and I can't help but learning some of it. But I got a little report that I'm going to. We're getting, and by the way, guys, we do get a lot of calls. There's calls, but we have the show broken down for our reports and everything. So I'm going to touch base on
an article I saw on New Retirement Inc., average retirement income 2019. How do you compare? As more and more baby boomers head into retirement, there's a growing conversation about how to generate adequate retirement income from retirement assets. Even with some good economic news, many of us are going to fall short, unfortunately. According to the most recent research from the Boston College, the percentage of retirees 2019 are at risk of not having enough is about 50%. And despite that fact, the average income is basically it's up. Perhaps they say it's due to seniors working longer, which could be it. But what is the average retirement income 2019? Well, okay, here you go. Now, for you younger people, we keep telling you over and over, take some time out of a day, do a little research, get a couple dollars together. It will change your life. And get some kind of little life insurance policy, savings policy with a big company. If you do it when you're young, you put in a couple bucks and you wind up with $300,000. You do it when you're our age, you have to put in hundreds and hundreds of dollars to get back $10,000, you know, because we're older. So average income, household age about 50 to 60 years old is about $73,000, $74,000. 60 to 64 goes up a bit. So you figure about $10,000. And then you go up, as you go up in age, you go down in income. So you're starting out at $73,000 in your 50s. And by the time you get to the 65 range, you're at 54, and 75 and older is 31. Average, you know, the average income is, you know, you take your Social Security. A lot of people wonder when they should retire. Well, if you do it early, and a lot of people, 22,224 is the number for all individuals above 65. It's the pension rights centers reports that half of all American age 65 and old have less than $24,000 a year. And like we said, the average retiree is looking at $25,000 to $30,000. So that's what they have when they retire. And so if you grab your Social Security early, 62, 63 years old, you're not looking at all that much. But on the other hand, you're if you have supplemental income in that, you know, you got the factor of enjoying life too. You know, you get to take a break a little earlier while you still have your health. So that makes sense. But a lot of people work longer, and so it can boost that from 900 to like 1400 a month if you wait several years. So that's, and now where are they putting their money? Well, I'm going to give you real quick the top 10 investments baby boomers, you know, they go to, they're leaning towards for security. And you don't want to do the big risk factor because, yeah, you make, there's a higher percentage you get back, but it's, you don't want to be losing your, you know, if you do have some savings, you don't want to lose it. So you got to balance that out and do the research. So number one in the top 10, U.S. Treasuries, ultimate and safe, reliable investing. Number two on the list is certificates of deposits or CDs. They have the feel-good factor, giving your money to the bank. So low interest, but the money is there, it's secure, and you get a little interest back. Number three is unit investment trust, UITs. The UIT often comes with little fanfare, generally not that profitable for people creating and managing them. So, you know, we always recommend you get some kind of expert in that field. Number four is the managed subaccount with a registered investment advisor, putting at least a fair portion of your liquid net worth into the hands of a trusted investment professional is the single best choice for most people. Number five is life cycle funds. They are meant to change over time, becoming less risky with their investment. Number six is dividend investment plans or DRIPs. It allows investors to have their quarterly dividend checks automatically deposited with single dividend paying the company. Now, I got all this. It's good information. It comes from
I found it at investopedia.com. I research a lot of this stuff. Number seven is real estate. And I told you I dealt with a lot of real estate. I bought a lot of homes in the Gulf Coast and everything. There again, you got to be careful because you can make a lot. I was making big chunks of money. I get big checks coming in. I would turn around and put it back into real estate. And that was, you know, then who knows what's going to happen. For me, a big hurricane knocked out the whole Gulf Coast and so I lost a lot there. And then the 08 recession hit my places down in Florida. So you got to be careful. So do your research. You can make a lot of money in real estate, though. But I kind of would recommend instead a lot of single-family homes, maybe go into units. Eight is variable annuities. VAs allows investors to hold what is essentially an insurance policy. Look into that. That's interesting. Nine, individual retirement accounts. Everybody knows about IRAs. All of your 401k assets should end up in either a traditional or Roth IRA shortly after you head out the door for your last job. And number 10 is the wild card. Anything that you enjoy can potentially become a good investment opportunity, such as painting or fine art, classic cars, sports memorabilia, coins and collectibles, starting your own business. So, Reef, that's interesting stuff. And the last one, you know, the coins they say is good. I fooled around with the coins for a while. And art, big money in art, but don't go there unless you know what you're doing. But the classic cars, the baby boomers love, and now they have a little bit more money, some of them. And the classic cars, nothing changes. They're there. And they dwindle over time. Something happens to them and the number goes down. But they're wanted all over the world, these old classic cars from the, whatever, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. Reith, what kind of classic car collection do you have?
I have a 2004 Ford Sport Track Orange. I love my truck. I just put a new engine in it a few months back. I love my truck. That's my classic car. That's the one I'm keeping. It needs a paint job and a little upholstery work, but it's a good shape car. The only problem is parking. Here in L.A., parking is more than a notion.
I saw a quick little article I shared with you that in some countries, what they pay to have an extra parking space, you know, like $160,000 to widen their driveway like several inches so they can get another vehicle in or whatever. In New York, Japan, it's really interesting, the lack of space. But, you know, this car thing, I don't know if you were probably not in it that much, but I had a car club, and I was actually founded a car club, the Coachman, back in the 60s, and it was a lot of fun. And we had all kinds of classic cars. I don't know how I had so many cars in the period of the high school years. I had, Mustang convertibles and the T-Bird, the old 57, and the, 66 Chevelle, big engine. We had a lot of
fun. Well, cars weren't expensive back those days. I remember in the 60s buying my first Volkswagen, and I think it was $1,799, and by the time I souped it up, it was $2,100.
A brand new Corvette.
No, not a Corvette. A brand new Volkswagen.
A brand new Corvette costs you know, and they made a big mistake with the Corvette. They were 30 years too soon with the, the 68 or something? One of the, when it came out, the real sleek style, that was way, way out in the future. That car belonged in, like, 2010. And here it was in the 60s, they came out with that, and it was like...
Oh, I know. I had a Corvette in the 60s. But you know what, Jim? We're out of time.
Unfortunately, we're out of time.
Next Monday morning at 10 a.m. We hope to see you then.
And we will... Radio Boomers Live with Reetha. And Reetha has been around the block many times. She's been in so many TV situations, working with Betty White and all that. We're going to have her on as a special guest coming up. And, guys, you know, you got to keep busy. And Easy Way on the Go with the radio and easywayphone.app. And when Eric gets his people into a special event,
they're even surprised. Our own camera people are surprised because they find out they don't like not only get in, they get behind the scenes. He gets them in everywhere because they want the Easy Way situation. Well, they're Easy Way Wall of Fame and awards, Easy Way Tube, all going just exploding. And guys, Easy Way Cares, it just goes on and on. So go to easywayphone.app, check out all the stuff, ericzuli.com. Until next week, Radio Boomers Live. Keep moving, keep busy, keep healthy, and keep the faith till next Monday, 10 o'clock. See you guys.
Bye.
Toodles.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zuli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.